1966 was a great year for popular music in the United States and Britain, so it should come as no surprise that it was also a great year for Motown Records. Our rock historian Ed Ward has been reviewing the sets that Hippo Select has been issuing of Motown's complete output of singles. Today Ed takes a look at Volume 6, which covers 1966, a signature year in Motown's history.
I know you want to leave me, but I refuse to let you go. If I have to beg, plead for your sympathy, I don't mind, 'cause you mean that much to me. Ain't too proud to beg, and you know it. Please don't leave me, girl.
In July of 1966, Berry Gordy of Motown Records solemnly announced that we will release nothing less than top 10 product on any artist, and because the Supremes' worldwide acceptance is greater than the other artists, on them we will release only number one records. For any record company at any time, this sounds either naive or insane, but at Motown it must have seemed like an ordinary mission statement. By the end of the year, 22 singles had reached the pop top 20, 3 had hit number 1, and a full 75% of the company's releases had at least charted on the pop charts. The statistics for the soul charts were even stronger because the year's excellent pop records weren't competing for the slots. Listening to the 225 songs in this set is almost like listening to a hits compilation, so many of the songs are familiar. Even the B-sides are tremendous. I remember my friends flipping the Temptations' Ain't Too Proud to Beg over and discovering an incredible ballad on the other side.
One day, you will begin to realize by the look that's in my eyes how much I love you. Precious love, a precious love. Somehow.
It was Just Another Gem by Smokey Robinson, who, along with the Holland Dozier and Holland team, were writing and producing masterpieces like there was no tomorrow. In fact, the Holland Dozier Holland team made a discovery in 1966 that would revolutionize their output, Bob Dylan.
Now if you feel that you can't.
Lovers of German opera call it Sprechstimme, that not-quite-spoken, not-quite-sung quality Dylan made popular with Highway 61 Revisited, and the Four Tops' Levi Stubbs found was something he could do real well himself. What's ironic is that in 1966, Motown had, if not Bob Dylan, someone very much like him, but he left the label under bizarre circumstances. He played guitar in a Canadian band the label had signed, the Minor Birds.
I really, really love you, darling, with a love that's so strong and so fine. Nothing in this whole wide world could ever make me change my mind.
It's my time.
I say that it's my time, baby.
Don't care what you say.
I really don't care what you say.
It's my time.
I say that it's my time. I'm gonna love you anyway. Yes, I said I'm gonna love you anyway.
With a black lead singer who called himself Ricky Matthews, the Minor Birds had had a small hit in Canada when Motown signed them to their VIP label. But Ricky was an AWOL sailor from America, and for some reason, the band's manager told Motown. The label advised him to turn himself in and come see them when he'd paid his debt. Disgusted, the guitarist and bassist, Neil Young and Bruce Palmer, headed to L.A., where they'd start Buffalo Springfield. Ricky went to jail, and on his release went back to Motown, where he was eventually reborn as Rick James. Not every group on Motown was successful, even with great material. The best example is the Isley Brothers, who in their years with the label seemed to suffer from indifferent treatment. One fascinating document from 1966 was a B-side, in which they performed a song another Motown group would hit with the next year.
Whenever you're near, I hear a symphony, a tender melody, pulling me closer, closer to your arms. Then suddenly, ooh, your lips are touching mine.
Here is far superior to the Supremes version, more fake classical, and in my opinion, a stronger version overall. As the year came to an end, a record appeared that summed it up while pointing to the good and bad things about to happen. Stevie Wonder was getting older and in just a couple of years would make history by bucking the Motown factory system. In 1966, though, all he did was record a Christmas single.
Christmas, men won't be boys, playing with bombs like kids play with toys. One warm December, our hearts will see a world where men are free. Someday at Christmas, there'll be no wars, when we have learned what Christmas is for. When we have found what life's really worth, there'll be peace on earth.
No candy canes or Christmas trees in this song, just wishes for a world free of bombs and racial intolerance. The spirit of Bob Dylan and the times had begun to infiltrate Motown in 1966, and things would never be the same there again.
Ed Ward lives in Berlin. He reviewed the complete Motown singles, Volume 6, 1966, on Hippo Select. You can download podcasts of our show on our website, freshair.npr.org.